Hello, we're back.
Echo back.
Agabag. We're back. People are listening.
Spells friends. Das Hucklebug.
Ja.
Ah.
Guten Tag, Michelle's friends.
Prost.
What are we gonna do? Oh, we're gonna do the movie quote game this time.
Ooh.
Right, Bet?
A new one. Just a new gambit.
A new game. Well, we did test it out on the Hucklebug proper a couple of weeks ago.
And boy, didn't it go well.
Well, we weren't prepared.
I'm a little more prepared now.
Okay.
Little bit.
You want to go first? You can give
okay.
me a quote. Give me a quote,
now,
and I'll name the movie.
Saying, as I was saying before, all mine are very, very easy. So.
Perfect. I like the easy ones.
Sarcasm is the refuge of losers.
Oh, God. It's not that easy. I do know it, though. Sarcasm is the refuge of losers.
I can give you the answer. Not the answer, but the reply to that might help.
Okay.
Thank you so much for that.
I should know this, but it's not coming to me. What is it?
Little Miss Sunshine.
Oh, Little
it's
Miss
between
Sunshine.
Between Greg and Steve.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I got you with one.
Good. Oh, yeah. That's the perfect quote. It was familiar, but I couldn't quite place it. Well, it's more perfect if I can get it.
For you.
This is good. Yeah. All right.
We have coffee, by the way.
I have several. Yeah, we got coffee. We're ready here. I'll start with an easy one. This is a gimme. I know you'll know this one.
Okay. No, don't say that.
No. I know you will.
Okay.
You just made the list, buddy.
Stripes.
Yeah, very good. See, I knew
Francis.
You'd get it.
Lighten up, Francis.
Lighten up, Francis.
Okay. Let's see on the back. Oh, okay.
It's your turn. Got one?
Somebody actually invented one. Somebody actually invented one.
Invented one what?
Well, I can't tell you that. That's the line. Somebody actually invented one.
I have no idea.
Am I going to obscure with my question?
This one's very hard. Out
Let's just say, if I would have used probably any other line from that movie, it would have been too obvious.
Well, you're going to have to give me a more obvious one now.
Okay. There better be some by God tooting out of them horns.
That's Music Man.
Yeah, it was like, steam-powered automobile. Your last gig. Oh, I was, trying to sell the steam-powered automobile. What happened?
Somebody actually invented one. Got it. If you'd given me the whole quote, that might have at least sounded a little more familiar. If you'd given me the whole conversation. Okay, here's one.
Okay.
This one also fairly easy, mm-hmm. I think. Open this goddamn door, I'll kick your rotten heads in! Mommy!
That's Young Frankenstein.
Exactly.
Get me out of here. Get me the hell out of here, please.
Get the hell out of here. What's the matter with you people? I was joking!
Oh, I like that.
The rest of mine are a lot harder, so...
Well, the rest of mine are a lot easier, so... this one's short,
so
but you'll
you
get
say.
It. But you'll get it. I like Wisconsin.
That thing you do?
There you go.
Yay!
I like Wisconsin.
All right, now this one, I don't know. I don't know if you'll get this one or not, but...
Have I seen it?
You've definitely seen it. You've definitely seen it. And I can probably give you other quotes from the movie that are a lot easier.
Okay. You might have to.
I'm sitting in the middle of 42nd Street waiting for a bus.
Oh, shit, I know this.
I know you know it.
Waiting for a bus. What are you doing? Isn't that the answer? Is that the answer to the question?
What are you doing? I'm sitting in the middle of 42nd Street waiting for a bus.
Oh, shit.
Well, why are you wearing those clothes? These aren't my clothes. Well, where are your clothes? I've lost my
baby. Bringing a baby.
Well, why are you wearing these clothes? Because I just went gay all of a sudden.
Oh, good one. I like that one. You got me.
Okay.
Let's see.
You look perfectly idiotic in those clothes. That's what the first part of that line is. You look perfectly idiotic in those clothes.
Here's one. This is easy. This is easy.
Okay.
I hate to see a man swing. Bad luck.
Oh. Hate to see a man swing. Bad luck. Shit. I know that.
Yeah, you know it. It'll come to you.
Is that mate one?
No.
Hate to see a man swing. It's bad luck. It's a western, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that's not mate one.
Uh-huh.
It's not, it's like a spoof western?
Not a spoof.
Silverado?
Yeah, a Silverado.
Okay.
Not a spoof. A modern western.
Yeah. Yeah, I was gonna say. Alright, good. I don't know if you'll get this one or not.
Okay.
You people are bastard people!
Well, it's not G-Nut.
No.
I couldn't even.
And I was trying to think of another quote from this movie that might give it to you, but I don't know this movie really well enough to quote it. It's from Waiting for Guffman.
Oh, yeah, I would have never gotten that.
Flipsy Cab would have gotten that one. Yeah,
It was improv. It was off the cuff. I'll never get that.
You people are bastard people.
My favorite part of that movie is the credits. Not Guffman. what was his name? Paul Benedict. Guffman. Oh, well, speaking of Paul Benedict, I'll give you this one. I was at the state fair, and Ethel Merman sang a song, and I swear to you, it's the God's truth. Three rows back, a hog fell down dead.
Is that Deadhead Miles?
That's Deadhead Miles.
I haven't seen it, but you said speaking of Paul Benedict.
Yeah.
And I think you've given me that quote before.
It's just my favorite line from the movie.
All right. Here's one for you. I don't know how hard this one will be.
Okay.
This is two people talking.
My hat itches.
But I have secondary quotes from this one in case you don't
I need them.
Okay. This is two people talking. This is a conversation. What are you doing in those clothes? I just paid my income tax. Hint, the guy's dressed like a bum. What are you doing in those clothes?
Gosh.
I just paid my income tax.
I don't have a clue.
Okay, further hint. If they knew what they like, they wouldn't live in Pittsburgh.
Oh, Sullivan's Travels.
Very good. The final clue is going to be with a little sex in it. Those are all
well, how about... Oh, we gave a comment. Mm-hmm. Well, darling, when you're from Pittsburgh, you have to do something.
Mm. Anti-MAME.
Anti-MAME.
Very That's good. Right.
Not MAME, anti-MAME.
Anti-MAME. Oh, good gracious, we're out of time.
Oh, okay.
We should stop here, but I have a few more. We can play this later.
We can play this later.
And
oh, Lily took a shower, by the way, which I'm going
Lily,
to do at some point. At some point in the evening.
By the way, Lily,
very quickly.
We're going to watch Dress to Kill on DVD. We're going to watch it after the 5:30 show, after the 8:30 show airs.
Yeah.
So feel free to pop it in and watch
it. So we're popping it in at 8:30.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So
yeah, but you know,
have
we record
it
the shows like 15 minutes early so that we can get them posted on time.
Yeah.
So you'll be a little out of sync with us.
So, yeah, but we'll be in the same church.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not the same pew.
Yeah, same, right church.
You don't want to sit with us anyway because we haven't had a shower.
Yeah. All right.
Speaking of, we'll be back.
This is the 5 o'clock. This is the 5 o'clock show. Yeah. So we'll be back at 5:30, and after the 5:30 show, we're gonna watch Dress to Kill.
We're gonna get izzarded up.
We're gonna get izzarded up. Then for like four shows after that, we'll be listening. We'll be watching Eddie while we do the show.
Yeah.
Be very exciting for all of you, I'm sure.
And hilarity will ensue.
Yes, I can't wait for the hilarity.
I've got to come up with something to have for dinner.
Yeah, we're not quite halfway done yet.
Not like
Lily.
I haven't eaten all day, but anyway.
Next episode will be just about halfway through.
Yeah.
All right, gang. We'll talk to you all next half hour.
Okay.
Bye.
Ah!